Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting 7th. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Ed Crosby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Eric Reich. And now, play ball. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Reich covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby bunts towards third. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. Ellis moves to third. Bell moves to second. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ellis scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Tiant covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Manning steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Rice steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Reich covering, for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-0 in the game. Crosby is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick who is chasing the ball. Carbo reaches third base with a triple. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing center field. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper bunts towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk is walked intentionally. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a pop-up into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Duffy now playing shortstop. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Tom Buskey now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Blackwell now catching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.